Hey, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Now, this is a special council meeting. Well, regular council meeting, don't have a special one to follow. Is that how it's?
This is the special one.
This is the special one?
Is it all day?
This is a special one. I have not got a prayer or a pledge. I'll do the prayer if I can get one of them. Okay. I'll do the prayer and Council Christensen will do the pledge. So, at that point. Father in heaven, as we come before thee this time, we are so very thankful for the freedom that we enjoy, for the life of plenty that we enjoy too, Father, and would ask thee to please watch over, bless us all, that that may be able to continue, and that we as a council and citizens may make the right decisions to ensure that that continues. Please bless us all, Father, and we say this in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Guardian, please rise. Follow me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll go on to B, consent agenda, approval of the July 21st, 2021 City Council minutes. Also, resolution Utah County agreement regarding Tor Bay Trailhead. If there's no discussion, Council, I'm ready for a motion.
Want both approved at the same time?
Do we need to do both at the same time, Kim?
You just approved the consent agenda.
Okay, that's part of the consent agenda.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as noticed.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have the motion and a second roll call vote, starting with Council Prokestar.
Aye.
Council Hewlett, who's not here. Council Hyde's not here. Council Christensen.
Aye.
And Council Carter.
Aye.
Okay, the motion carries. We'll go on to C, petitions, public forum. Anyone can speak on items not on the agenda. Leave them your comments at 3 minutes or less, and we'll go to that point. Not seeing anyone in the council chambers approaching. Is there anybody on line, Kim? Okay, we'll go ahead and close that public forum then. Number two, under petitions, the chamber business of the month. Michelle, you're up. We've been anticipating this for a little while.
Thank you for having us tonight. I am thrilled to be here to present Farmyard Fresh as our August business of the month. Farmyard Fresh is an urban farm located in the middle of Santaquin, and they have taken a half acre of land and turned it into over a mile of growth that they have produced and sell all over the state to local residents as well as local restaurants. They're extremely successful and they are a five-star Google business. And so it is my pleasure to present this award to Stephanie Isaac and Janet Taylor for Farmyard Fresh. Well, thank you guys so much. We really appreciate this. We've really enjoyed being part of the Chamber of Commerce based in Santa Fe. And to you to contribute to the city and to the chamber. And yeah, we really appreciate this. So thank you.
Thank you. Stay right there if you would. We'd like to get a picture of it with the council if that's possible.
Sure.
Just write down that I'm going to be there.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit more, Brett, Linda.
This one.
Perfect.
Okay,
thank you, guys. That's
You shake hands. We'd love to shake hands.
That's me.
I've
got to come over.
Thank you for being here and giving us a chance to honor you. It's a wonderful part of what our community is. So thank you. Okay, we'll move right into action items. Paris RV project signed. Chris, are you ready?
Almost.
Kind of going fast, isn't it?
Yeah, we're cruising.
No, let's, I guess we're just getting through it.
That's on the Regan.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
I can open it. Do you want me to share?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
All right, I do not have the correct link, but now we're cooking gas. So with recent code changes, we now allow exemptions to the sign height and size requirements in the S1 zone. And this is the first request for one of those, and it is ultimately up to the council. So this is the location of where the Paris RV sign is being proposed to go. As you can see, it's out of the UDOT right of way, it's on Paris RV's property, so no issues there. Let me just give you the rundown of what they're asking for. So with the code changes, we capped it at 750 square feet of sign face, and the sign can be up to 70 feet in height. And so we've done the sign review on our end that meets all that. It's 703 square feet and 70 feet tall. I don't have a picture of the sign, I apologize, but those are the dimensions of it, and that's the main concern. So, that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, now we can take them, but there's not much to it.
Any discussion, council?
I assume that it'll be lighted?
Yes.
And it's essentially just a billboard, correct? Or is it smaller than a billboard?
It's smaller than a billboard.
Okay.
Okay, and unless there's other discussion by the council, I'm ready for a motion.
Make a motion that we approve the Paris RV project sign as explained, that it meets the requirements within.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion to second it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous vote. Motion carries. Going to number two, resolution Spring Lake Park guidelines. Staff would be Dave. Ready?
Sorry, Dan.
Yes, Mayor and Council. We had some discussion in a prior meeting about the Spring Lake Park and the guidelines. And we told the council we'd come back with some guidelines, and we have those. It's in your packet. Kim hasn't projected up here. Basically, the only changes from what we have out there is we did change the times to be more consistent with our park hours. It did say 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. and our ordinance has 6 p.m. or 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. So we changed that. If there's people that are at other times than that, they could be cited for trespass. The other thing we put in there is number 4, the gates at Spring Lake shall be kept open during the summer months and shall be locked during the winter months. They'll be locked open, for lack of a better word. And the people go in and out of there during the summer, and then in the winter time they will be locked. That's really the changes for the guidelines. If the council chooses to adopt that, we can make sure the county and our police department have those regulations. So if people are in there after the hours, and we can see if the police can travel through there after 11 and try to help keep people out of there. And so maybe the sheriff can do the same.
Is it open during regular park hours during the winter time, or is it closed from?
I think it's closed during the winter because it's not snow plowed and moving.
Somebody still wants to walk in there and fish again.
Yeah, you could walk in if you want to fish.
Right.
So that's the resolution that we need some action on, Mayor. I know in the last, I went back and listened to the last meeting. You talked about maybe some ideas for Spring Lake, and if you want to have a discussion on that, we can do that. I started a list. We can project that up there on ideas, and I talked to Weston about some things, and if you guys want to add some things, we can try to be more formal in how we want to deal with that, but Kim, you want to project that up this? And this is nothing that council needs to take action on, but it's just, if you want to take a few minutes and give your thoughts on it. Here's ideas for improving Spring Lake. The lake shall remain as natural lake as falls. The natural vegetation shall be mowed as the vegetation grows above 10 inches during summer months. Wildflowers and other native vegetation shall be planted to provide a natural look. This is something that I think we've heard from some of the residents out there. The number of waterfowl shall be limited to no more than so many. I think a lot of people go out and drop some of their ducks and stuff out there, and it does cause a mess. What I've heard is say in pond, they have a number. I don't know what that number is, but if it gets above that, then their animal control needs to take care of that. That's just an idea if you want to do that. Plant large shade trees that are drip irrigated with Spring Lake water. Maybe we can have some pumps to help water some trees. Create a walking path through the shade trees. These are a couple of things that Weston talked about. Maybe install a new vaulted bathroom out there to help. Those are just some of the things. If there's things you'd like to see out there that you'd like to see what Spring Lake can become, we can add that to this list, and then we can try to come up with a budget and maybe see if we can start improving some of the lake to be a better park and amenity for the city.
I think that's a good start. And we can build on that.
I do want to see it become, it's being utilized, so why not improve it enough that people can truly enjoy it? So that's a start, but I think we should look further into it.
We can do that. Any ideas you might have, let us know. You want to do that?
We can build on that.
So. Yeah, we can.
Okay. Unless there's any further discussion on the motion that is in front of us, I will accept the motion.
For the information. For the resolution.
Yeah, the resolution.
I make a motion that we accept the resolution for the Spring Lake Park guidelines.
I'll approve the arrival.
I'll second that.
And then I'll approve it.
Okay. Brad, did you feel like you have that?
Yep.
Okay. We'll go ahead and start with Council Christensen.
Aye.
Council Hewlett.
Aye.
Council Carter.
Aye.
Council Pro's got it.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Unanimously.
Thanks, Dave.
Gets us started.
Number three, Blackhawk Subdivision Road.
Mayor Karen, can I just, I have a couple of comments.
Please.
Friendly. Did you go through the list today, Matt?
You did.
Yes. Okay. But I mainly went through these things. A couple of things I had was finished dredging Spring Lake. And also, with your waterfowl, I think for sure there's got to be some limit to the waterfowl.
Yeah, which is one of those, which I
just want to re-emphasize.
I think I'm just going to mention that.
We don't want to be overrun.
Sounds like a duck roll speech ball.
Okay, thank you. So I guess number three, Blackhawk Subdivision Road Dedication Plat, Travis.
Mayor and Council, this is a road dedication plat for Marty Larson, who is obviously here in the chambers with us. It's to dedicate the roads for a future subdivision that will happen. So I did not put this together, so I did not have anything to show you. So it's pretty basic. It's just a road right away. So I didn't have a slideshow, which I put there. So I've been in the same room with the mayor and city council all day. So.
I have one question for you. So, why would we dedicate the road now instead of when we go to do the subdivision plat or something? But it seems like it's the cart before the horse.
Yeah, Nestor put this on, and I was not involved in that conversation, so I am not the best one to answer that. Marty or Jason,
it has to do with some property that they are buying from the school district. In order to get the number of houses they desire in the development, they will need this property. Part of the road is going to go there. The school district is offered to sell it to them, I believe, and they are intending to buy it. The school district has a meeting next week. And once the road is dedicated, then they're not guaranteed as to exactly the layout or anything like that. That'll come with the plat once that happens. My understanding is that's been submitted already. So that's coming shortly. This is just to get the road in place so that they can purchase the land and they can finish the plat and talk about who eventually you guys put in this.
Yeah, no problem with that. I'm just curious.
I'll ask my standard question. Sure. The staff review this.
Yes. I have reviewed it. Dave's reviewed it. Jill's reviewed it. Nestor reviewed it prior to this. Nestor actually was the one that originally was trying to get it on and to help the development get going. So, but yes, we have reviewed it. It's gone through all the channels.
DRC.
Yes, I believe it did go through DRC.
It did, yes.
I think there are some red lines too, and I think they are working on those. Because I think if you approve the road dedication subject to the red lines, I think that would be.
And they submitted a revised plan today. We just haven't looked at it yet. So we've been working really closely with the applicant and his team to.
Well, this is reading down school districts move along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the school district doing out there? Can I ask that question?
No.
They have a.
About 6 or 7 years ago, they bought, I can't remember, it's over 14 acres from us, which is on the northeast corner. And I think it's 14 or 15 acres. They have 2 acres that are supplemental. And so the 2 acres we're buying back. Is over the property for a school. It's going to be blocked. It's planned to be Blackhawk Elementary School.
That's just west of the subdivision there, right by the temple, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you. Ready for unless there's other council discussion. Ready for a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve Blackhawk Subdivision Road Dedication Plat. Based on staff's recommendations,
red line
subject to deadline meeting the requirements of the law.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion been seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against it? Nope. Unanimous. Thank you. On to number four. Ordinance amendment to the Payson City Code Title 19, zoning, including Appendix A. Chris.
Hello again. So I'll just give you the synopsis of what the changes entail, and then if you want to see the actual language, pull that up as well. So the rundown is, we started with changes to the accessory dwelling unit section of our code, bringing in line with what the state has changed at their most recent legislative session. In the RMF zone, we've removed any references to gross density and acreage and just replaced that with net. For fencing standards, we've removed the conditional use option to make fences taller. And then in Appendix A, we just clarified some language around gas stations and then different types of equipment repair. So that's the synopsis. That's what we're bringing this council meeting. Any questions for me on these? Or?
I have a question on fencing.
Okay.
So do we have a separate section for the A5 or the agricultural zone? Because like you might want deer fencing that's like 10 feet tall and not in the ordinance.
As far as I know, the ordinance caps it at 6 feet citywide. Do we have any, is there an exemption for that?
You know, we have not put anything in the ordinance about agricultural fencing. So that's something that we need to add in, especially where we have so much land that is currently zoned ag, but we don't currently differentiate between what would be allowed on the buildable lot versus what would be in ag. But it is probably something that needs to be in there. You're absolutely right, but not currently there.
Right. Well, I'm going to twist that a little bit. Why does it have to be agricultural? If I want to keep the deer out of my garden, can I not put an 8-foot fence in?
Oh, no, if you want to change code, we could.
That's
currently.
But I mean, there are different types of fence. I just, I'm throwing it out there so that the code's written so that it's not, you can't go put an 8-foot block fence in just because you want to. But, you know, an 8-foot deer fence or something like that would be appropriate, I think. But, to some degree.
Well, it may be appropriate, but I think it's tricky with the conditional use to address that because conditional uses are administrative.
Right.
So
if you don't want to just throw it out there, somebody put an 8-foot deer fence in front of their house, just keep the neighbors out.
Right. And that's what we run into a lot of cases. So we can brainstorm good ways to solve that.
We start looking like Janola. Marty's out there in Janola, that's why I said
if we want to look at potential exemptions, I don't know if we should.
Okay.
I don't know if we should use the best approach because it is.
So with the ordinance that we're in front of us right now, did I hear it right? Would it, if there was a motion made that we could include in the agricultural areas a 10, an 8-foot fence, is that something to be asked for the motion? And then staff could put it in? Or well, how do you want to have one?
I would suggest that you direct staff to work on that. The Planning Commission didn't include that as part of the recommendation.
Okay.
So I think we just, next round, we would just address
approve
maybe
it
the
as
or animals. Yeah.
Could be some sports fences too.
Okay, I think you clarified it as ag and didn't specify a lot size. It would give you a lot of leeway in that.
Yeah, maybe we can define it by zone or something.
Unless there's further council discussion, I'm ready for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we refer the amendments to the Payson City Code Title 19 zoning, including Appendix A. I'll second that.
Okay, it's been a motion and a second. A roll call vote starting with Council.
Aye.
Council Carter?
Aye.
Council Hewitt?
Aye.
And Council Christensen?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're to that point in the special meeting that we can adjourn from this special meeting. I'll accept a motion for that.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn from this special meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned from this special council meeting.